So he asked the question, how shall we escape when these things come against us? How are we going to escape if we neglect to learn to find out who we are? If we neglect so great a salvation, what great? This salvation is so great, can't nothing penetrate, can't nothing stop it from working. This salvation has everything you ever need, spirit, soul, and body. I don't care what you need in life. This salvation has provided for you victory over everything. Absolutely. So we'll cover that later on, but let's get back over here and finish up verse 4 in Acts chapter 1, then we'll move on. Because I got to move. I knew it's going to happen. But this is why we're doing it. So we can take our time and do it the way we're supposed to do it. Hallelujah. So it being assembled together, it's Acts chapter 4 and verse 1. Being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but do what? Wait for the promise. Do what? Wait for the promise of the Father, which says he, you heard of me. And then Acts chapter 2, we got to move on. Let's go to Acts chapter 2, verse 1. We'll come back to some more. Acts 2, verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was what? Fully come, they was all in one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. Some translation of violent, like a violent wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. You notice it says it came like a violent, like a rushing mighty wind, filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared unto them what? Cloven tongues like as a fire. Now watch this. Here's like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. And I told his story, and I'll tell it again. I kind of hope he's listening. But it's all right whether you listen or not, but I'll tell it anyway. My cousin, I was working with him, and this scripture came up, and the owner, the contractor we're working for, They brought the subject up. They were discussing. And I couldn't help it, but what little I knew at the time, and believe me, I didn't know much, but I did know this. And the subject came up, there appeared unto them cloven tongue like as a fire set up on each of them. And see, this is how things get all messed up. Because see, you gotta read the script and let the script teach and say what it said. And stop trying to make it say something it didn't say. And set upon who? Each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak with tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And then he said, well, this just fell upon the 12. I couldn't let that go. I said, isn't that something? This is what I said. I said, isn't that something? House is full of people. There's 120 people in there, and only 12 get. And smoke filled the house, and there's 120 people, and it only affect 12. At the end of the discussion, and he read his Bible for about an hour. I don't know what he was looking for. Then we had come outside to start working on top. He never brought the subject up again. Not to me. And see, people don't lack correction when they think they're so right. Amen. But when you got an honest heart, you accept correction because you want to be right. I accept correction because I want to be right. If I'm wrong, I don't need to be up here telling you something wrong. I need to interpret the scripture right in the light of the word. Amen. They need to be taught in the light of the word, not in the light of my traditions that I picked up. Not in the light of some denomination I joined up with. I need to stay with the one that wrote this. And that's the Holy Spirit wrote it. and he's in me, he ought to know how to teach me. And I ought to be a good enough student to sit at his feet and learn before I get up and start talking, popping off at the mouth, trying to teach something to somebody else. I'm going to say this. You need to be prayerful how you read behind everybody. Everybody sound good, and stuff you swallow is hard to throw it back up. I don't just follow anybody. I don't just read anything. It's good to read when you get mature enough to read, but you can read stuff too early and it mess you up. There was a man told Dad Hagen, and he had a brother Hagen who said, I was amazed at his library. He said, he was starting looking at some books. He said, yeah, but there's some thing I read I wish I never had read. It's harder to get weight off than to keep it off. I'm gonna say it again. I bet y'all can identify with that. It's harder to get weight off of you than to keep it off, if you'll be disciplined to keep it off. And it gets stuff in you, then it's hard. Then you see, God wants you to learn what this is all about. God wants every one of you to learn how to flow in the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit is for everybody. If you're born again, child of God, I don't care what color your skin, I don't care what your nationality is, I don't care what your background is, I don't care how you got in this earth. If you are born into the kingdom of God, the Holy Spirit is for you. It's a gift from God to you. And you're going to find out why he gave you Holy Spirit. You're going to find out how important it is to know Holy Spirit, how important to be led by Holy Spirit, and how important to let Holy Spirit have the lead in your life. It'll help you. And he'll help you in every area of life. He'll help you with your physical body. He'll help you with everything. Because he's a helper. We read that. All right? So let's go on down to verse 38, 37. Same. Now, see, Peter, we read through all that. Now, when Peter had preached to them the truth. Now, watch what happened. Now, when they heard this, they were what? Pricked. They were convicted. Pricked in their heart. And said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? See, you got some people, when they hear the truth, they rebel like a bulldog. Oh, you ain't going to tell me what to do. And when you find one of them, just leave them alone because they don't want nothing. Don't waste your time with them. Say, I'm going to pray for you. Yeah, I'm going to pray for you. I'm not going to waste my time with you. There's somebody that want what you got. And you get to seeking them out. Holy Spirit, take me somebody that want what I got. And maybe one day they'll wake up before they go to sleep and won't wake up. You know what I mean? So he said, when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart and said unto, now watch what happened, said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Keep going. Then Peter said unto them, repent. And see, if we don't watch it, we preach repentance as a dirty word. But that's one of the precious things you could do. And see, when you leave it in the mind of people that repentance is dirty, they kind of shy away from it like it's ungodly. Oh, you ought to be so glad to repent. Repent means just this. I'm going this way. And I change my mind. I'm going that way. That's repentance. I was going this way. I was doing this stupid religious stuff. Now I'm going to do the Holy Ghost stuff. That's what it is. You don't have to get all shook up in your socks. Just change your mind and make a decision. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to find out what God is saying.